Good morning and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. Again, I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we continue our study this week from the Word of God. As we mentioned yesterday, we just want to look at who Jesus is in our lives this week. We looked at John chapter 14 and verse 6 at the beginning of the study yesterday morning about how that Jesus proclaimed to Thomas that they would know because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through him. And we see that Jesus is our everything. And we focused more yesterday on Jesus being our rock and how that he is our rock to lean upon in times of trouble, in times of good times. And then just a passage to kind of refresh our memory from yesterday, Psalm 31, verses 1 through 3. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, your name's sake, lead me and guide me. That the Lord Jesus is our rock and our refuge in times of distress, and time and good times, bad times, no matter what, that he is our rock and then our refuge, and we can lean on him. Today we want to look at Jesus being our Savior. Where would we be without Jesus? The sacrifice that he made for us. You know, I think about the times that we live in, and people are just looking for something, and they're looking in the wrong directions, and they need a Savior, and they need Jesus. We all need Jesus, for without him, we're nothing. And that's what we want to look at today, about Jesus being our Savior. If you'll turn to Acts chapter 5, Acts the 5th chapter, looking at verse 31 in particular. Acts chapter 5 and verse 31, starting in verse 29, where Peter and the apostles are being commanded not to preach the word of Jesus, even mention his name. In verse 29, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." We see Peter here pleading with the Jews that the one Jesus that they killed is indeed sitting at the right hand of God and is our Savior. And he's trying to explain that to them. Also, if you'll turn to Romans chapter 5, Romans the 5th chapter, in verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I think too often times we forget the kind of sacrifice that Jesus made. We got to put it on a personal level. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for you. He did all this for all of us just so that we can have the hope of eternal life in heaven. He came down when the world needed saving, and he was that perfect sacrifice, and he is our Savior. Without him, we have no hope of heaven, and we need to realize that without him we're nothing, and that without him we have no hope of heaven. We sing the song sometimes that's titled "What a Savior," and I want you to think about the words as we read them and as we finish this morning. "Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. God sent from heaven a loving Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. He left the Father with all his riches, with calmness sweet and serene, came down from heaven and gave his lifeblood to make the vilest of sinner clean. Death's chilly waters I'll soon be crossing, his hand will lead me safe o'er. I'll join the chorus in that great city and sing up there forevermore. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary, his hands were nail scarred, his side was riven. He gave his lifeblood for even me." We think about those words, and we think about what all Jesus did and what all he left. That's what's amazing to me, is what he left to come down to save me, a sinner, the vilest of sinners, to make me clean, to make you clean. And so Jesus is our Savior. We'll look at one more passage this morning. Turn to Luke chapter 19. Luke the 19th chapter. In verse 10, Luke 19. In verse 10, "And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." We see Jesus talking to Zacchaeus here. He wanted to enter into Zacchaeus' house, and that for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's what Jesus is here for. That's what he's done. His sacrifice is to save all mankind, that for those that would come to him through repentance and baptism. That's all the time we have for this morning. Look forward to talking to you for the rest of the week. Hope everyone has a blessed day, and God bless.